Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello and welcome to Cooking Your Way Through Life.
Today's episode is Cooking Your Way Through Fear. And today's recipes are some Halloween-inspired treats that we're going to make together.
Cooking Your Way Through Life is a podcast combining knowledge of the kitchen and applying it to real-life situations. This podcast is all about understanding techniques to make things you already know even better. Topics from traveling on a budget, setting and achieving short and long-term goals, and of course, cooking.
All right, guys, today's episode is a special Halloween edition. You know I love the holidays, so we're talking about fear. The idea of actual fear, but also irrational fears, something that might be holding you back from achieving the goals that you want to achieve. I'm also going to make a spooky version of a margarita and some spooky bites that have a little pumpkin inside. So get ready.
Please welcome Chef Hollywood.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Cooking Your Way Through Life with me, Chef Hollywood. And today we're joined by Warren, who has been with us a couple times, but we're here for a special Halloween episode. So before we get started on today's topic and today's recipes, introduce my boy Warren. Warren, what's up?
Hello, hello. Welcome. Well, not hello. It's not welcome, but yeah. I'm good at words, so, I swear, I promise. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it. What have you been up to since the last time we checked in with you, man?
I think the last time we checked in, I just had a whole career switch. Moved into tattooing. I'm still doing that now. Been doing it for 5 years now, which is, it's a prison sentence, that is.
Yeah, it's a long time, man.
And yeah, I've kind of found my footing a lot more, found my style a little bit more. I've moved to London, which...
Big change.
I always said I never would, but here I am. That's the crazy things that love will do to you, man.
We'll get into that too here. You know, talking about fear today.
Yep.
And I have met Warren's girlfriend. She is awesome. She's definitely the better half, bro. So, you know.
Yeah, she's great. She is. Shout out to Annette.
Today's episode is a special Halloween episode. You guys know that I love a holiday. Like, in my life, I treat my life like a sitcom. So, I'm like that old school sitcom. I like doing the Halloween episodes, Christmas episodes, Thanksgiving, all the things. So, I thought that today's topic being fear kind of fit in with Halloween. But, you know, kind of bring it back and forth. Also, since Halloween recipes are kind of not simple, but a little bit more creative, we're doing two recipes today because we can do that. I promise you guys, it won't be overpowering. We're going to do a drink as well as a little treat. So we're doing a pumpkin cheesecake bite, which brings in that pumpkin into everything. But then we're also going to do a black magic margarita because, you know, it's us. So put a little alcohol spin on there. So we're going to do two of those today. And, of course, we're going to get into some fear. So without further ado, we're going to jump right into the topic. I mean, we're going to take it to what you guys are already thinking about in your head, like your biggest fear or what you fear. So for Warren, like what is your biggest fear or something that scares the hell out of you? Like,
if we're talking like spiders, that kind of stuff, heights, I can't stand heights. Mm. That is, and I'm tall as well. I'm like 6'4". I'm not a small human being, but even still, I can't stand heights. I'm okay in like a plane because it's enclosed. but like if you tell me to walk across a bridge, we're gonna have problems.
Dang, I didn't realize it.
Crazy. But if we're talking like, I don't know, like actual fears,
Yeah.
I don't know. I've got so many. Like in not in a sad way.
Maybe we leave it at heights right now, and then we move into some others later. Cause you
All right then, let's leave it
teeing them
at
up. But no, but I will say with the
heights.
heights, I didn't know you were afraid of heights. But that's one of my biggest fears is heights. But I
Really?
don't know about you, but I force myself to do height driven stuff. Like I go parasailing all the time. I want to
Nope.
skydive.
Nope.
So it's the opposite. Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah. No, like I yeah, so the on my first contract on cruise ships, we were doing Boston to Montreal, which is like the Canada-New England run.
Yeah.
And one of the highest waterfalls in, I'm going to assume Canada, maybe North America, I'm not sure, is the Mamaratsi Falls, which is in Quebec. And I remember we did a tour to that and got to the waterfalls. I thought we were just going to like walk to the waterfalls, see the waterfalls, and then carry on with the day.
Yeah.
But when you get off the boat, when you get off the bus, you have to like walk around, right? And it's like quite a long walk. And then to get back, you have to cross over a bridge that goes over the waterfalls. And that's the way you get, or otherwise, you'd have to do this long loop back, which I couldn't do because we had to leave at whatever time. So I would have missed the bus
Yeah.
basically walking all the way back. So I was like, oh, I've just got to do it. I don't have a choice. So I remember
Dang.
walking across the bridge, just power walking, like just not looking down, walking straight ahead. And this kid was like standing on the side, like pulling it, this, that, and the other. I don't hate kids, but I pushed him what felt like to me in his face to get him out of the way so that I could get past him because I do not like heights.
Wow. So it's you that the video that's out there of somebody pushing a kid at the waterfall was you. Got
Yeah,
it.
well,
Got
I'm sure he survived. I'm sure he's fine.
it. That I mean, I've never pushed a kid out of the way to get off a bridge, but there have been times where I've done, you know, Spencer, we did hot air balloons before. And because I really want to do the hot air balloon festival in Turkey. Like it's on my bucket list.
Cappadocia.
Yes, and shout out to my Turkish listeners because y'all keep it going. But I want to do that. So I was like, well, I can't get there and like do my first hot air balloon and freak out. So me and Spencer was in New Mexico and we would just like had a chance to do hot air balloons. I tell you, the first like maybe 15 minutes, I was freaking out because you leave so fast from the ground and then you look up, you look down, and it's just like, oh shit. And it's like, you know, you're not
Nope.
strapped in. Like, it's no
Nope.
parachute. It's just you up there.
It's you. It could never be me.
I was fine until people started moving. Like, at one point, Spencer started, like, moving around because it's actually pretty big in there. And I was like, bro, you gotta stand still. Like, you gotta chill out. Like, stop moving. Like, I was taking videos and pictures, but like nothing was moving but this one hand. Like my body was standing completely still. I'm like a statue. I was like, I'm not moving nothing but this hand. Yeah, I don't know why I do it to myself though, because I also don't
No.
like heights, but yeah, you
I
know,
mean,
I
you're
don't
at
know. I thought
least doing something to push through it, you know?
I mean, but am I? Because I'm no better at it. Like, I don't feel any different about it than I did in the past. It's just, I'm just out here doing random stuff for heights, which makes no sense. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much some of my life. I just be doing stuff just to do
At
it.
least you can say you've done it. Hey, that's the thing. It's experience.
We'll say that.
Yeah,
I'll say moving from a actual fear that we can see and feel, like heights,
yep.
and moving into irrational fears, which I think you was going into for a second there. Has it been an irrational fear you have that you feel like has kept you or held you back or kept you from moving forward or anything?
Like this is good as we get, this is quite deep. But yeah, I have just in general, a thing whereby I have like an anxiety and fear about starting anything new. So I only passed my driving test last year, so a year ago.
What?
And that was purely, I know, crazy. Yeah. And that was purely due to the fact that every time I thought about doing the lessons, it gave me like such bad anxiety that I was like, well, I'd always put it off. And it's got nothing to do with the fact that I didn't think I'd be able to do it, or because I passed within a week. I started the lessons and I passed after a week of driving. So it's not like I didn't know I could do it. I couldn't get that out of my head. And that tends to happen quite a lot, even in doing anything. So starting a new career, when I went on cruise ships for the first time, like applying for a visa to go to that country. And so you can go live, like anything like that tends to stop me for a period of time. And I don't know what it is, I don't know why it is, but it's always been a thing where I just have this like thought that maybe I won't be able to, or I can't, or I shouldn't, or yeah, that process of starting tends to stop me for a minute.
But like you pushed through because you've done it all. Like you just did your driver's license and you definitely got the visas and other
36
things.
36 years
like...
old though.
I was gonna say that. I was just gonna be like, you know, I'm talking to Warren over here, 18 years old, like you just got your driver's license.
Nope.
But I would say like eventually it has slowed you down. But like even now, like 36, you got your driver's license, which is big. You know, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, like I'm not beyond like self-reflection or understanding. So I know that it's an irrational thing. It's just doing it. Now it might take me, I don't know, 18 years, but at some point I'll do
it.
And then once I've done it, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. Like it was never as bad as you thought it was ever going to be to start or to continue or anything like that. So
I feel you. I don't know. I guess mine is like, I used to say I had an irrational fear of failing. So I would self-sabotage, which I still kind of do. I have to talk myself out of it. Like I'll just self-sabotage myself so that like that way I know why it failed versus like the chance that it might fail if me putting it out there.
Because of,
And it's just like, but I think for me, I might need more fear to stop doing stuff. Like I'll just jump out the window. Like I'll just jump out the window doing stuff sometimes. And I look back like, what gave you the courage to do that? Like, but I think mine too is I fear the people that I know and love and care about. I fear like you guys not even judging me, but like me putting myself out for y'all versus like strangers. I don't have any fear with that. Like if you tell me it's a million people that I don't know in the audience, I'll go on that stage with no fear in the world. But if it's like five people that I know front row, I'm getting
nervous.
Anxiety is at 1,000. I'm like, oh god, like
I feel that.
Yeah, that I don't know, I feel like it's so irrational because it makes no sense. Like I should be more nervous with the crowd, but I'm just like, nah, if they don't know me, it's no expectations. I have nothing to fear. Like, you know, just whatever. But
I think that's more understandable, though, because say, for example, it's your parents sitting in the audience while you're doing whatever it is that you do. They've known you your whole entire life. They've seen you get from point A to point B. So they know they know all of your quirks, all of these little things, and sometimes that, not necessarily disappointment, but that feeling that people who actually know you are seeing you do this thing, definitely, yeah.
All right. Well, we done gave you guys a little bit of deepness. You know, this is the Halloween episode, so we're gonna keep it cool. We got some other stuff coming, but talking about fear, we're gonna jump into the first recipe today, which we're doing the mini pumpkin cheesecake bites, as I mentioned, and the Black Magic Margarita. Now, if you're making this, you know, I would say you're gonna do the margarita first, so that's what we're gonna do. But we do want to get the pumpkin bite. Cheesecake bite started first too, so we're doing two in one at the same time, and this helps you when you're cooking, you know, multitasking. And cheesecake is super easy to make generally. This is no different, honestly. We're just adding pumpkin to it, but it does give you that Halloween kind of feel, which I don't know if you guys, like, in London and you guys celebrate Halloween, right? Like, I've never
Yeah,
been
I
there for
think
Halloween.
it's becoming more and more of a thing. And for years and years, obviously we would have Halloween, but I never grew up and went out trick-or-treating. It wasn't really a thing. And then I think, but we always had the films on at Halloween, and sometimes you'd have like a party at school, or you'd go to nights out and people would be dressed up. So it was a thing, but it wasn't as much as the way you guys do it.
You
But
know, in
over time,
America
I
is
think we've
big,
kind of,
boy.
So I think over time, we've kind of adopted a bit of your way of looking at it. And now a lot more kids will go out in their local area and trick or treat and all this. And obviously, you got girls in little skimpy things in
I
clubs
mean
all
that,
the
I will say before we get into this though, one thing I think about is that the idea that you're taught your entire life, like as a kid, don't talk to strangers, don't take candy from strangers, and then this one night every year you go to a stranger's house and beg them for candy. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. I ain't gonna lie. Like
To their whole house as well.
it's
Not even like,
to their whole
it's not,
house. Like
That's a van that doesn't move.
Right, and it is no surprise to the people that could adopt you because they know you're coming. Like, they know on the 31st is their day, like, it's their Christmas and it's your Halloween.
Ooh,
So,
I'm gonna get me a little skeleton tonight.
right, like you think about that, it'd be like, wow. Because my mom wouldn't let me and my little brother go trick or treating when we were younger, and like it was like we felt like, well, mom, like everybody else is doing it, but now as an adult, I'm like, oh. Dang, she kind of cared about me a little bit, you know, like she was looking out. Appreciate you, mom. Like,
I mean, I think that's
but
probably what is good about the way we've done it here. Obviously, now we live in a time of like ultra safety and this, that, and the other. So kids are probably going to be a little bit safer going out and doing it now. And now it's only really just starting in the UK. It's only really like the people in your on your road, they walk up and
just
down and give each other candy.
That's good. All right, guys. I'm sorry. We got off topic. But these cheesecake bites are super easy. So two basic steps. One, you're gonna make the crust, and then second, you're gonna make the cheesecake. And for the crust, we're keeping it super simple. Just gonna use graham crackers, sugar, well, white granulated sugar, and brown sugar, and melted butter. One
I
other
think for
thing
us
too.
guys, that'd be like digestive biscuits.
Digest, actually, I had the notes here. See, I was ready for you. Digestive biscuits. Digestive biscuits, sugar, brown sugar, as well as melted butter. So all of that is gonna go. That's gonna be our crust. And the only thing you're gonna do is melt down your butter. You wanna use unsalted butter. I always recommend using unsalted butter so you don't add salt or anything to like extra. So I would say the unsalted butter, melt it down, and then get your hands messy. Like, it's Halloween, so go into the bowl. Don't get any extra equipment. Just a big bowl. You're gonna crush down your graham crackers or your digestive biscuits. Put your sugar, your brown sugar together, and then pour the melted butter over top. Let it sit for a second. If you don't have hands like mine, which have no feelings left. Let it cool for like 10 to 15 seconds, become room temp, and then go in with your hand and just mix it all together. The goal is that it's all mixed so that every bite is the same. That's all you're doing. You're just making that crust, and you don't want one bite of just brown sugar or one bite of just digestive biscuits with nothing else. So you want to make sure you mix it all together, get it through your hands, and you're set. Literally, your crust is done. So super easy on that side. Now, since you work so hard, we're going to go ahead and make the margarita, because margarita is also super easy. You can have one while you wait for your cheesecake to go in, and you have another one afterwards. So, you know, I'm a bartender at heart because I'm a drinker in real life, but but I did take a couple of bartending classes, you know, for my personal chef business. I need to be able to at least pair different wines and make a couple regular drinks. And tequila is my spirit of choice. Halloween spirits, you know. Yeah, like I did that.
Tequila. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I do love tequila, man. And I will say this one, we're going to do a mezcal, because if you know mezcal, then it's already smoky. And I love mezcal. So I feel like it's just appropriate for the Halloween like time. But if you don't like mezcal, or if you cannot get it, you can always do this with just a regular silver, a Blanco tequila. Perfectly fine. But a couple ingredients here. Nothing too crazy. Only one thing might catch you off guard, and that's going to be the first one, which is active charcoal. Now, if you are not an avid bartender or drinker, and you might not have active charcoal, because some of us don't, you can switch this out for some black food coloring. And you only need like a drop or two. So this is really for the color of the margarita. But the after charcoal actually does have some good properties, so I would say try it out. And if you don't like the taste of it, because some people don't like the taste of after charcoal, don't worry, because in this margarita, we're using pineapple juice, which if you know anything about pineapple juice and alcohol, it's a great juice to kind of cover a lot of flavors, which is dangerous when you have a lot more alcohol, but it's good for things like this. Shout out to the Wang Wang.
All type Wang Wangs. That sounds weird when you just say it on its own, but yeah, we both know what we mean.
I guess it does. Yeah, it's, true, true, true. If you know, you know. We got to add the charcoal, pineapple juice, jalapenos, fresh, and we got some fresh blackberries, triple sec, your mezcal, lime juice, and we're doing a rim with volcanic salt. So the black volcano salt, if you have that. If not, you also can use your pink Himalayan sea salt that all of you have in your cabinet that you never take out, because the pink actually works with the black drink for a Halloween effect. So I say the black or the pink rim, in my opinion, works best. You can go orange, but I feel like it's too, like, you know, it's not really, it's Halloween, but it's like kids Halloween. We doing margaritas. So I would do pink Himalayan for the girls, and then the black for the black volcano salt for the guys, and just make it a pink and black affair. In my opinion, I think it would work.
Yeah.
But we just muddle in together our jalapenos and blackberries. And once we get those muddled together, you can go ahead and add in your charcoal, pineapple juice, triple sec, fresh lime juice, give that a shake. You're gonna pour that over. Oh, I'm sorry. Adding your mezcal. My bad. Give that a shake. And you can do this over ice, or you can do this if you, I would say, if you're doing a fancier party, especially for my ladies out there. If you're gonna do the pink Himalayan sea salt, because it's a margarita, you can still do this in like a martini glass, and then the martini glasses in the pink, and it'll be really kind of cool to look for the Halloween effect. But it's gonna come out super dark black. The blackberries are gonna help with that color, the charcoal is gonna help with that color, and then I think with the, when you taste it, it has that smokiness but also that sweet from the pineapple. So it's like sweet, smoky, and spicy, which also gives me Halloween feels, plus it's already black, so I think it's a perfect touch for the season. I can't wait to drink it. All right, see, getting all excited. So there we go. We got the drink already done. We got the crust done. We got to do the cheesecake. But before that, we're going to get back into the topic of the day of fear. And we're going to move it to the other side, you know, with the Halloween theme, and go into some scary movies. Because I don't know about you, I don't know if I ever told you this, but my mom is like, her favorite, her favorite season is this season, but her favorite genre is horror. So me and my little brother grew up
really
watching like Nightmare on Elm Street when I was like four. like, it doesn't scare me because it was just on the TV. like my mom loved horror movies. So like, I'm not a big horror movie. I'm not a fan, but I'm just like, yeah, I mean, you're not gonna scare me more than Leprechaun scared me when I was seven. Like,
jeez.
you know, but what is the, not just a scary movie, but like, what scary movie would you like to be in, Warren, if you had a chance, and why would you pick that scary movie?
Oh, I have to be honest that it's not that I don't like Halloween films or like, not sorry, not Halloween films. It's not that I don't like scary films because of the fact that they're scary. I'm just not a fan of intentionally putting myself through heart palpitations for entertainment's sake. It's not the way I live my life. Let me try and think of what film in which a black or brown person lives to the end, and then that's probably going to be the one I'll pick.
There is a film called The Blackening, which came out a couple years ago, which is literally about this whole idea of black people always live through horror movies if it was real life. And it's good. If you have not checked it out, it's a good movie, The Blackening. So I'll put that one out there. But
yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it yet. That's the problem.
Yeah, you haven't seen that one. I'm trying to think of another one that you know, a black or brown person did live through. You know, Kelly Rowland, did she die? No, she died.
How about I'll go with Scary Movie, because even though there's like somebody being murdered, at least I'm going to be laughing my ass off.
Okay, I can get that. And I mean, you know, shout out to Regina Hall, because Brenda, the character Brenda, is like one of my top five favorite characters ever. And I love Regina Hall. Like, that's, I'll give you that one, because, you know, I'm just biased because I love Regina Hall. So the fact that you'd be with Brenda in a movie, it'd be kind of cool. So, okay.
Yeah. I have
it's
like
kind of a cop out. It ain't too scary, but
I have like a guilty, not a guilty pleasure, but I used to really enjoy like the, you know, the Hills Have Eyes films and what was the other one? House of Wax and things like that. It's not really a horror film.
Yo, House of Wax is a very like, if you know, you know, kind of movie. It wasn't as big, but like that's a movie right there.
Yeah, see that. I don't want to be turned into wax, but it was a good film.
But yeah. Now, when you walk through Madame Tussauds, you'd be thinking like, oh, shit. Like,
Beyonce, is that you?
I mean, thank God they never make them look like a real person, so we won't be fooled. Yeah, but
it looks like, I was going to say it looks like B-Tech Beyonce, but that doesn't really play. Yeah. So a B-Tech is like a lower degree that you can get, like a beginner degree. So it's not quite like an A-level or what you'd go to university to get, but it's like, that's what it is. Yeah.
Okay. I can see that. Yeah. I would say for mine, it's also kind of like House of Wax, where it's like a niche movie. Like a lot of people might not know about it, but it's Jeepers Creepers.
I love that film.
And I say it because Jeepers Creepers 2, and I don't use it like sequels that much, but Jeepers Creepers 2, I feel like does everything that I want you to do in a scary movie / kind of funny, where like these high school students were on the bus. It was people of all colors. It was number two. Like I would actually love to be in that movie. I want to live. I would love to be in that movie. But the idea of you putting me in a movie where I can at least fight. Like, you know, I get a little fight in there. Like, I like that, because if it wasn't that, it would be Final Destination. But the idea of living in Final Destination gives me anxiety already. So it's just like, it's just like too much going on.
Yeah.
Like, like at least I got a fighting chance.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do with like a pole coming off a truck and flying down the motorway and then into your face. There's nothing you can do.
You can't fight that. You cannot fight that. Like with my boy the Creeper, I can fight it. I can see it. You might get me, but I got a fighting chance. Like some of us lived. So, and I'm going to be one of those people that live. Best believe that. So yeah, my Jeepers Creepers 2. If you haven't seen Jeepers Creepers 2, bro, like that, like check it out. Like in House of Wax, those are two good movies.
Where'd you get those weepers?
Man, it's a good movie, bro. After that, it fell off, you know, like literally.
Yeah.
We ain't going to talk about the director or nothing, but anyway, next topic. So after the Halloween scary movies, what is your Halloween movie or show? Because some people say a show. That's like, if there is one, because you know you're saying in London, you guys don't really, you got to get into Halloween. Is there a Halloween movie or even a fall or like autumn movie that just be like, this is, it's now Halloween season. Like I got to watch this movie this year or this show this year.
I think for me, it was always Hocus Pocus.
Oh, okay, okay.
That was always cut. Like,
did you see number? Did you see number two?
I didn't see number two because I didn't hear good things.
Yeah, I didn't want to tarnish my idea of Hocus Pocus. So
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it was just one of those like family friendly. It was still had. It was what 90s, so it still had It still had some of that gritty, like, kind of scary, but not really. There was like very hokey stuff going on, but it was still like a bit scary, which was cool. But it had a nice conclusion with, was it Salem the Cat and all this? Yeah, it was a good film.
Okay, kudos there. Yeah, I feel you. I would say mine is, and this is like for my Disney Channel deep cut people. It's gonna be Halloween Town, bro. Halloween Town on Disney Channel is just like a,
I don't know if I ever
super deep
that.
Cut from my childhood. Because it's like you had to have it. It's like a Disney Channel movie. You have to literally go. You can go if you got the Disney app, I guess now, like it's on there. But it's like Disney in the 90s and early 2000s, they were so good. Like these original movies, it's an original movie. It was never in theaters or nothing, but it was just so good. They made like three or four of them. All of them really were good. But it was also kind of like Hocus Pocus, where it's like family friendly, like. I think the main character's name is Marnie. Her grandmother, her mom are witches. They try to like, her mom didn't want her to know she was a witch. Like it's so much stuff, but it's like, I was like, dang, like this really gets me in the Halloween spirit. I really feel like Halloween now. So yeah, Hocus Pocus and Halloween Town. All right.
I also there was another one, but I don't know whether it was always shown at Halloween, but it just reminds me of it because it's kind of scary but also not. Death Becomes Her. Do you remember that film?
Oh yeah. It's on Broadway right now with Michelle Williams. I remember that movie as a kid because I just remember the part where the hole is in her stomach.
Yeah.
And the one character, and I was like, that is crazy. Like I just remember watching that as a kid. Yeah, but it's on Broadway right now. Like it's become it's come back around to be a big thing. So, yeah, that's a good one.
I always remember that film, but I don't know if it was Halloween.
I think that's kind of like how my favorite Christmas movie is any Harry Potter movie. Like, I say Harry Potter movies are Christmas movies because they always have Christmas in Harry Potter. But that's just me.
Yeah, and I think almost all of them, except for the later films, came out around Christmas as well. So I remember going to the cinema to watch it at Christmas.
Yeah. It just felt right. So I think Death Becomes Her is like that for Halloween, where it might not be specifically, but it gives you those vibes. That's all you're looking for. So, I mean, this is what you need sometimes. You just need the vibes of what you're looking for. All right, guys. We're going to get back into this recipe because we already got one margarita. So you know what happens when we get two. So we could go on to make another margarita if you need to.
These cheesecake bites might not go well.
I mean, but they're going to be delicious by the time you get done. Because if you four margaritas in, it's going to be amazing. So,
yep.
So for your cheesecake bites, super simple as well. We're keeping it super easy today. So these cheesecake bites are pumpkin cheesecake bites. And as you can imagine, the only thing is you have to put in pumpkin, guys. Like it's no secret here. We're using pumpkin puree, eggs, brown sugar, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, salt, cream cheese, brown sugar. So granulated sugar and brown sugar again, and vanilla extract. And if you have fresh pumpkin, you can do fresh pumpkin. I don't know about you guys, but a lot of times for us, we sell so many pumpkins around Halloween and fall time. But a lot of people actually don't eat pumpkin here. It's so random. Yeah. Like it's like they'll carve it, put it out, throw it away. But if you don't have fresh pumpkin, you can get the pumpkin puree in the grocery store in the can all the time. If you do have fresh pumpkin, you can literally just roast it off and puree your pumpkin puree. And you can just put
that
in.
That's what I was going to say. So is there a difference between like the stuff you get in a can versus, because obviously the texture is different, but then what, you just roast it and then that's it?
Yeah, because if you roast it yourself, to get the texture from the can, you really kind of have to either roast it and boil it, or just boil it for like the whole time. Because when you can stuff, you also have to heat it up to a certain degree. So it's kind of been cooked twice. So that texture is a lot softer. I like the texture of just roasting the fresh pumpkin and then just scraping it or just blending it. And it's kind of a little bit more not as smooth. And I feel like it also kind of leans. I feel like it leans into the Halloween theme. Like it feels like, you know, a little bit like fibrous and like, you know, eating something alive. So I think it would actually work for this. But for that really pureed texture, you would roast it and then either cook it down again after you blend it just to get that fibrous out of it, kind of. So that's why most people will use the puree from the can. I mean, all these ingredients are going to go together. The only thing I'll point out is that I did say ginger. If you want to use fresh ginger, this is a great time to grate your own ginger. But you can use dry ginger because you're using cinnamon and nutmeg. But that ginger kind of gives you a really good roundness for the flavor of the pumpkin. So I think that's a really one to definitely keep in. And remember that vanilla for your desserts is kind of like salt for savory. It's kind of bringing out the other flavors. So it's going to give you more of that pumpkin flavor to the front. So you're going to mix all this together and pretty much just for making these, because you're doing bites, easiest thing to do is use a cupcake tin or a muffin tin. You're going to put your crust in the bottom of each one of the little cupcake fills and then pour on your mixture, your cheesecake mixture. This is going to go into the oven at about 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Don't know what it is in Celsius for you, sir. You know. Math.
Google is all of
it. And I, you know, I don't really say numbers or quantities, but people always ask me, like, I was like, just in when in doubt, preheat your oven at 350. You can go up or down, but like, preheat your oven at 350, go in. These are going to cook for like maybe 10 to 12 minutes. Easy to do when they're minis or the small ones. And then when they come out, the thing to remember is just like cookies, because they're directly in the pan, you need to take a butter knife, the easiest thing to do, and kind of scoop it out and put them on a wire rack. You do not want to leave them in the pan because the pan is still hot, so it's going to continue cooking. And that's the one thing to remember. Anytime you're cooking cookies on a cookie sheet, take them off, or cupcakes in here, take them out, because that pan stays hot. You just don't want to carry over heat to go, and you're good to go. I mean, you can top this with some tequila whipped cream. You can just eat it by itself. I mean, it's your holiday. You can do what you want to do. Like,
after four tequilas, it's just going straight in.
You know, just go. If you have any room, you might be full from the margaritas at this point.
There's always a bit of room, like, for sweet treats. Always a bit.
That's true. Even if it's not, it's always extra room. I think these two kind of just like are good little treats for adults and kids, or adults that have kids. One treat for you, one treat for them, maybe both treats for you. So I think these two work out really well. Yeah. All right, guys, wrapping up today's topic, we talked about fear, and we took, you know, like from the idea of the deepness to fear to going into movies and everything else. But if you would round out today's topic, Warren, because we did touch on like fear holding us back from doing stuff, like, what would you say fear has taught you the most, I guess, like going forward? Like, what have you really learned from your fear and put into motion to keep moving forward?
I'd probably say, like, ultimately, when you get to the other side of fear, it teaches you more about yourself. It teaches you, like, courage and, like self-appreciation and like knowing what it is that you can actually do, because the fear might stop you from like starting something or continuing something. But if you get past it, get to the other side of it, even if that thing doesn't end up happening, you will always know more about yourself afterwards. So that's why I try, and as much as I can, even when starting something new, try to get to the other side of it because it's always a better place than where you got started.
Yeah, I feel you. Same thing. I would say I like that. And I think too, like sometimes when you think about the other side of it, when you're on the first side, it's a little scary to think about what the other side looks like. But I think you do have to look back at like your previous times to kind of reflect on the fact that you can get to the other side because you've made it. And yeah, I mean, for me, I use fear. I sometimes use fear to motivate myself. Like I'm like, if I'm not afraid of it, or if it doesn't give me like a little bit of fear, I don't do it. Cause I'm like, I'm not pushing myself a little bit. So I kind of use it as a springboard sometimes. Like I'm like, ooh, that's a little scary. I might do it.
I'm gonna try that next time and see how that works.
I mean, you know, don't take my advice all the time, but it works every now and then.
Hey, I've taken your advice on a few things in life, and it's worked out, especially to keep. Yes. So I can't complain.
See, he's on. See, guys. All right, Warren, tell all the people where to find you before we get out of here.
So you can find me on Instagram at ininquitrust. Also on my website, ininquitrust.co.uk. Ininquitrust.com, actually. Socials, all that kind of jazz. Basically, I'm just still tattooing at the moment. Just still tattooing. That's what I do.
Yeah, not just still tattooing.
I know, right? I haven't branched off into any other realms for now. I'm very much content in what it is that I'm doing at the moment. You might see me doing something else soon, and if I do, then if you follow me on the socials, then great. But yeah, other than that, find me in your mom's bedroom. I don't know.
Wow.
Annette, if you're listening, I didn't mean that. That was a joke.
I'm only gonna keep in that part and take out the apology. No, I mean, I'm biased too, guys, because Warren is actually my tattoo artist. So I only have one tattoo and he did it. So, I think he's amazing. So
thanks,
definitely
bro.
Follow
thanks.
Him. Get a tattoo if you're in the London area. But yeah, I appreciate all you guys for coming out. Thanks for listening to the Halloween episode. Warren's actually coming back later on in the season because, you know, we booked him twice this time. So, and also, side note, there's no seasons, so I just said that. But you'll see Warren again. We switched over.
I'll
if you've been listening
back
to season 5, you know, that was the last season. We're just doing episodes now. So appreciate you guys. Have a good day. I'm trying to think. Have a good night for Halloween. Yeah. Be safe out there. Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Cooking Your Way Through Life with Chef Hollywood.